or write live or through the BBS radio online. You can listen over the internet at 5:55 on this Wednesday afternoon Pacific time. Thank you for being here, and I see another person showing up through the back door. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Good evening, Wynn, and welcome.
Thank you.
We are live on BBS.
We are. Is Alfred on?
He is not on, no.
55 okay.
On this.
What's happening tonight is Alfred is patching this call into his Zoom room, and he announced it, and it's going to be live on Facebook, okay?
Are you ready for this, Wynn?
No. But did you know that? Did you get my email? I said it on the
email. I received it, but I have not opened it yet.
Yeah. Well, we've been asking for this, and we got it. So here we go.
Hey, let's do it.
Did you see the last video I did with Alfred last Saturday?
I have not. I couldn't get into it. It was at the day when you had it, and after that, I haven't gotten it yet.
You know, it's on YouTube now. And
I've seen the first one, but you talk about the second one, right?
The second one was such a hard call to do. Okay.
Yes.
I went places that I've never gone publicly. Things that have come up in our calls over time, but I never compiled them into one flowing thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I heard good feedback from those who are listening to you live.
Yeah, well, it's the strangers, okay?
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And welcome, although, to those that are listening in over here through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. As usually, this is a simulcast with a call. Another person joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Welcome, Terry. We love you.
Oh, hi.
I put my arms around you, Terry. I give you a big hug here in this now. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I'm going to hang up and call Alfred to make sure everything is working on his end.
All right.
I'll be back.
Terry, have you tried your trampoline yet?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, good. Do you do somersaults and everything?
No way, no.
May, you haven't seen YouTube yet?
No, I don't even have internet yet. I don't even have a computer yet. I only have a flip phone.
Did you move already?
No, I'm an idiot. I'm a dumb idiot.
Maybe you don't want to move.
I want to move.
Oh.
I want to move. I'm going to move. Even if it kills me, I'm going to move.
All right.
I hope it doesn't kill me when I get there. I keep thinking, power of positive moving.
Surround yourself with good books and good stories. And
What kind of good books?
Enjoy, like, just, you know, special books, whatever, Donald Walsh or something like that, or the Winfrey guy, you know. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Good evening, Terry. Welcome.
Good evening. Nice.
All right. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your location.
Hi, Jim from Irvine.
Hello, Jim from Irvine. Thank you for being here. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
All right.
Very holidays to everyone. Thank you.
Happy holidays. And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you for being here, sir.
All right. Thank you as well. And more people joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
And Washington.
Hi, Anna. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
The line is sort of cutting out. Anna, we have an echo. Let's see this one. All right. More people have joined in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. Thank you for being here. And, of course, you can stay in the background. You can check out what we have going on over here. Thank you for being here. Vin, are you back?
I'm back.
Welcome back.
I called Alfred. He said everything was going well on his side. And but I don't see him yet here, right? You see him?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Welcome to the call. Please say name and location. Welcome. You can stay in the background. That's fine. Thank you for being here. And as we wait for Alfred Weber to join in over here with us. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
And the next caller,
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Please say your name and location. If you want to. Thank you all for being here. Also, those listening on BBS Radio, thank you for participating with this and interest. Good evening. Is this Alfred?
Yes, this is Alfred Weber.
Fantastic. Thank you for being here, Alfred. Wynn is here with us as well. Wynn, are you connected?
I am connected. Alfred, are we on your conference?
Hello?
Alfred?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are we conferenced in at this point?
Yes. I've just got to do too many things.
Okay. You need to upgrade yourself to have four arms. Okay. Can we start?
You all go ahead and start.
Yeah.
Can you mute the lines?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right, here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is December 27th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona and everyone everywhere. And this is a first-time event. We have been doing these Wednesday calls for quite some time. And this is the first time we have done it live and broadcast on the Internet through the auspices and good graciousness of Alfred Weber. And I assume that we're on, so we're on BBS Radio, and we're also on the Internet on Alfred's Facebook page and on the telephone, I think, for a number of new people. And I want to just do a quick intro to this. Those of you that have heard me on Alfred, and those of you that are haven't heard me but have come into this call because of Alfred putting it out, this is very unusual. I always introduce this to new people by a disclaimer. And the disclaimer is that we have been communicating with what identifies themselves as group soul energies in a very high dimension. When they formulate an answer, it's not one entity speaking. And I have been testing this for a long time, and I believe it is the way I'm saying it. One of the things about these sources is not only do they have the ability to answer questions with a huge amount of wisdom and a certain degree of omniscience, even more than that is their ability to project energy into this realm and to project energy to you personally. And sometimes people feel that the first time they're having an experience. And sometimes they have to come around a while before they get it, because they don't violate anybody's free will. They're very honoring and respectful of you. They do not want you to be a blind follower. They do not want you to give up your power to them. Although people will try to do it, they're pretty good at sidestepping that. Even myself, who is being their, I guess, emissary in this realm, they don't tell me what to do. Most of what I do comes from my own volition. And I have been a careful observer for years about how this works and how it benefits people. And I take more volition as I see the good results. And it's a little controversial to put it out publicly like this to new people, because oftentimes it can challenge people that have rigid ways of looking at the world. Like if you're a fundamentalist Christian or, you know, whatever has influenced you, And Christianity works for many people. I know it works. And I'm not interested in talking to Christians and telling them, you're supposed to pay attention to me. They don't need, in most cases, they don't need this level of sophistication of understanding things. And but lots of people do need it. Some people have found holes in Christianity, in the Bible. And, for example, the Bible has been edited tremendously by something called the Council of Nicaea, 300 A.D. And so, therefore, you would think that there could be flaws in it. At one point in my life, I studied the Bible, and I was having, at that time, lots of miracles and synchronicities. And when I read the direct words of Jesus, I didn't have to believe in it. I knew it was true because it was explaining my experience to me, things that I was experiencing directly and putting words on them. And then there's other things in the Bible that I didn't know if they were true or not. And I said, I'll just be open-minded. For example, Revelations, the book of Revelations, which talked about all the prophecies for the future. That did not come out of Jesus' mouth. The thing, at least, that to the best of my ability to believe it, was that the things that were coming out of Jesus' mouth directly were the things that his scribes, his disciples, wrote down. That's why there's a book of Matthew, a book of this person, a book of that person. And I believe he intentionally wanted to do that so his direct words would be included. And if anything was added in the future, it would still include his direct words. So the book of Revelations was channeled. And with channeling, since I am at this point now, I'm quite experienced with channeling. And I've had a lot of affinity with a lady by the name of Carla Ruckert, who was kind of my mentor, who was the channel for the raw material. And one thing I learned was when someone is channeling a high source, not to ever trust it completely. It has to resonate with you. You can be open to the possibility. Because, for example, I have a source that says they're the Elohim. And it comes through my friend and partner, Terry Brown. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes.
That was record time for unmuting your phone, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, as when this first started, I was thinking, how do I know something's not misleading me? And some of you are thinking, how do I know we're not going to mislead you? And that's a good thought. It is good to test it. I had to test what was happening with me over and over and over again. And one of the things that happens in channeling is there's something called bleed through, where Terry is not a trance channel. She's the conscious channel. She blends with the energy. The best vocabulary I can find of the higher realms, and they kind of send her concepts, which she then translates into vocabulary. Is that a good way of saying it, Terry?
Yes. Yeah, and okay. Not only that, but there's on the other side, before it gets to me, the concepts are translated by a translation section.
Yes.
I get the concepts and then I put them into English. Sometimes there's no words either.
Yeah. So one of the things that can happen in channeling is that there can be bleed through from a person's conscious mind. And occasionally, I know that's happened with Terry, okay? It's not bad because she's got a really nice conscious mind. But another thing that can happen is when they're speaking through someone, they can't violate the distortions of that person. So they have to contract what they say. Like, in other words, people have vested belief systems, and they're suddenly channeling. They have to work around the person's belief systems. For example, I make the contention that Edgar Cayce was connecting with this group soul. But they could never identify themselves to Edgar Cayce as a group soul because Cayce was a fundamentalist Christian when he started this, and that would have violated his belief systems. So he assumed that he was talking to the Christ, okay? It's like when you're listening, something could be distorted a little bit through Terry because of bleed through or because of areas where she might have strong personal biases. And she doesn't have that many strong personal biases, but she does have some, and they have to work around that. In another scenario, it's possible for a negative source to take over the line. In other words, we're talking to the Elohim today, and then tomorrow, who's making all that noise? All right, so you watch the console, okay? So we don't have any background noise. So tomorrow, we might not have the negative, the Elohim. We could theoretically have reptilians or some part of the Anunnaki. Now, I don't believe that happens in our channelings. It doesn't happen for one reason. Is Terry has an extremely high intent, and her high intent keeps her connected to the highest of sources. She also can feel their vibration, and they have a distinctive vibration. Some of you may have noticed when I said, feel their vibration, I noticed it, and I say this, and people tell me they noticed it. There was a wave of energy that moved through me. I could feel it. And that's how they connect. It's like a wave of positive energy that moves through your system. And it's not me. I noticed, and people in our group have noticed, that I can be talking, and suddenly I'll talk about something, and suddenly there's that vibration. And it's very distinctive, and it doesn't feel like something outside of yourself. It feels like you expanded, that suddenly things feel clearer, and your chakras can start to subtle thing, and as we do this call, you can pay attention and see if you experience it. So we have a number of questions, some of them from new people, okay? And let me see here. There's certain questions that I may address because we've asked so many questions. I know the answer. And then I'll turn it over to them to see if they want to correct it. And there's other questions that I can't ask because I'll give you an example. Many of you, most of you, and if you've been listening to Alfred's calls, you probably know this, that there's a lot of negative agendas going on. There's a lot going on the other side that is really dark. And I mean, it's on this side as well. When I ask a question about a dark agenda, sometimes what happens is Terry is blended with the Elohim. They can move their energy and look at things. When we do these calls, many times people have asked personal questions, sometimes really deep personal questions. And as far as I know, they have always answered with a complete understanding of the questionnaire. And it astounds me sometimes how specific the answer can be regarding a particular person. And they say that they are looking in at the person's vibratory field. And who's making all that noise? They look in at the person's vibratory field and can feel the energies of the person, and they can then feed it back with a great knowledge of the person. And but they don't tell you what to do. If you ask them like you're going to give up your power, that they always answer in such a way that you don't have, you have to make your own choice. But they just may give you some, how would I say it, guidance on how to make a better choice, okay? So, on questions that go into dark agendas, I may make a comment on them, but if I ask the question, Terry has to go to the place where the answer is. And oftentimes, when we've done that in the past, she comes back and we have astral reptilians in the room, and I have to clear the space, okay? So, in any case, in doing this, I've developed certain facility to be a good intermediary, but I have everyone, as they would express it, and I'm sure this is true, every one of you is on your own path. Each of us is unique in our path. Some of us are more evolved. Some of us are less evolved. Some of us come from angelic realms and are here, and we have beautiful energy. but we don't have the wisdom of this realm. Some of us come from being very old souls and have a lot of wisdom of this realm. Some of us come from being newer souls, and we're still trying to figure things out on this planet. And so we're equal in the eyes of God. We're all part of each other. We're all part of the same energy, but we're also totally unique, wending our path through the universe and unfolding our own connection. So on that note, we're going to start, okay? And I'm sure Terry's not ready. She never is.
No, I'm never ready. I just have to get out of the way, and I don't know what's going to happen or what they're going to bring up.
Yeah, right. And some of you know that it's very likely that Terry has been a channel in at least one other lifetime that we have record on. And it was in 1300 AD when she lived in Siena, Italy, and would go down to the local Catholic church, and they would ask her questions, or she would talk, and then they would write down everything she said, because they thought God was speaking through her to them. And St. Catherine's dialogues with God are an official Catholic piece of literature, still on Amazon. And the way this came to me is I asked, was Terry ever anybody famous? I guess about two or three years into it. Because Terry is very shy. And they told me to look up St. Catherine, and I read the story on Google that I just told you, and Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine. And I had learned at this point that people look like their past lives because their DNA travels in their soul stream when they die. And Terry is an extraordinary, highly intended person. And as well as having these gifts, and people on our calls that have tracked her end up loving her. And I am honored to be associated with her, even though we've been friends for 30 years. And I didn't know most of those 30 years, a good portion of them, I thought, this person is a ditz. But I learned that I was a ditz. It took a while. So we are honored to have her here and committed to this work. And on that note, we're going to do an invocation of protection, okay? And this is my one concession to ritual. It's not really ritual, because everything I say is actually being created while I'm saying it. Although, if that wasn't happening, it would just sound like a prayer, but it's more than that. So here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies,
and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. Do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we look over the audience, a larger audience, a larger listening audience than usual, and we welcome each and every one of you. We come directly to you. We do not come through the computer or through the telephone line. We come directly to you. It is the voice that comes through the computer or the telephone line. And to access us, we are right there with each and every one of you. We are multiple. We can access everyone at the same time. We are not unilateral. We can see in 360 degrees. We say if anyone, whatever we say does not resonate with you, then disregard it, as it does not apply to you at this time. We are available to assist where we can. We are assistants of God's realm. We assist as does the Ra group. We assist where we can. We call ourselves Ra'an because we are a section of the Elohim group and a section of the Ra group. We also have access to Grace, which is a high section of the Elohim group. And as Grace comes in, Grace can release blocks that people have and can bypass some of the difficulties of the physical world in which you live. We give you much credit and honor for being present and having a lifetime in a difficult physical realm. It is a realm that can make one stronger and wiser. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I'm going to start out with a question from Sally Wong. And I'm not going to answer everything you put here, Sally, because you asked, do we support the work of these teachers? And then list a bunch of stuff. I could answer some of it personally, but this is one of those things where people have to use their own discernment. And people ask me all the time, what do you think of this teacher? What do you think of that teacher? And we just don't go there. But I will answer the thing on the Arantia book. And her question is, Arantia says, the master explains. Just for you guys that don't know, the Arantia book was kind of like an informational book
about the universe and about Jesus. And some people are very endeared with it. And so Urantia says, the master explains that we come to Earth fresh from Creator, not recycled from a previous time. And in other words, there's no such thing as reincarnation. Well, I just, from my own perspective, I absolutely am sure that there is reincarnation. I have just had too much personal experience. Now, one of our sources, and again, it doesn't mean it's true. It means, because I didn't channel, this came through Carla Ruckert's raw material, and I looked it up, and it says, the Urantia book, which I haven't read, who gave that? This was questions and answers with this source that identified itself as the Ra Group. The Ra Group was made up of graduates of this realm, and their answer was, I am Ra. This was given by a series of discarnate entities of your own earth plane, the so-called inner planes. This material is not passed by our council. Let me turn it over to Terry. I don't know if they're going to agree with that or not, and if they want to make any comment.
Thank you. There is much good information in the Urantia book. They have a way of dealing with community, and their life in the physical realm by working together, and many good people belong to the Urantia group. It provides a healthy basis for living. The Ra group is, as was mentioned, was not a access for the Urantia book, but it was brought through from different discarnate masters, and they had much wisdom which they had learned by their travels in life in the physical dimension. As far as reincarnation, we do see that the soul survives the death of the body in a light body, which is a vehicle for conscious travel after the death of the physical body, and can move one into a new physical body, and therefore it would be the same person that was reincarnated and experiencing a new life. Bodies do tend to wear out, and the physical body is not the body which transports the soul. That is the light body. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is from Paul Yotto, Y-O-T-T-O. And he asks, he didn't give the city. Those of you that are listening, particularly on a personal question, please give your city, because it helps them tune into you. I think if you're on the line, they could probably tune into you. But nonetheless, give your city, since they ask it, okay? And I'll see. This is from Raiden in Sedona. Is there any, do you have any thoughts of space beings of positive intent coming to Earth to pick us up in ships so we do not experience any more negative effects going on? I don't remember you ever talking about this. Thank you.
No, there are positive space beings. However, Earth has a quarantine, and they are quarantined from major space travel that is prevalent throughout the galaxy, with different galactic entities also providing space travel in this galaxy. We are in an area due to our and due to the warlike nature of the entities in some of the Earth bodies. They are placed in quarantine to allow them to work out their difficulties without interfering with the major society within the galaxy. However, we are not aware of any space people that are planning on an intervention in which they pick up other beings on Earth. However, there is some intervention with the nuclear facilities, as when a nuclear incident happens, it is not just a local event. It reverberates through the whole neighborhood, the whole area. And therefore, there is some intervention in the area of nuclear development and missiles. But we
Is that intervention coming from positive ETs, negative ETs, or both?
The negative ETs have some ability. Oh, however, the interventions we are speaking of are coming from positive entities who are concerned in a broader scale of the effect of nuclear in the whole area. We could be reminded of Maldek, another planet within your solar system that, due to nuclear mismanagement, blew up and created the asteroid belt. There are other space sentries who stand guard and work to disarm missiles that have come too close to creating destruction. However, there's a limit to what they can do. And they do not wish to take the responsibility, as it is the people of Earth's responsibility, to mind their own weapons and eliminate potential disasters by use of nuclear energy.
Thank you. We have a question from Edna. Edna has been a long-time regular. She's very advanced metaphysically and spiritually, and she asks sophisticated questions about her own experience, okay? And she asks, she recently took a trip to Peru to a place called Machu Picchu, which has, I believe, some ancient ruins in it. And she asked previously, and they told her that she had a lifetime in that culture in ancient times. And so when she was there, she came upon this sacred rock called, really weird name, Intihuatana, okay? And when she came upon it, she started to cry, and she felt energy radiating through herself, affected her in a very deep way, making her cry without any obvious reason. She's made a comment here about the definition of this sacred rock. The rock believes to have been used in ceremonies considered to have special powers. The Intihuatana, which was the name of the rock, was the main sacred element of each Inca city. This rock resembles a sundial and was placed in the central part of most Inca cities. All the Intihuatana found were destroyed by Spanish conquest, except the one that is found in Machu Picchu. So she would like to know, what is her relationship with that rock and why it made her cry?
Thank you. There is a special connection of you with that rock, with the ability to use that rock as a sundial. You had abilities back then that were of a priestess nature that allowed you to connect and we at this point moved into a higher energy that does not have language in translation. The sundial rock was a very important rock within the cities because it kept track of time, which was not simply a clock, but it was a connection with the heavens, which brought special energies in the blessings of the cities. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Roland Klein, and he heard my talk on Alfred's, and where I talked about Zacharias Sitchin and the Enki Enlil story, and he has the idea that there are things in that story that are distorted or intentional hoax. And people have attacked, I know this to be true, people have attacked Zacharias Sitchin. And so I would like to ask, what, you know, we've talked about the story of Enki and Enlil and the creation of hybrids for visiting gold miners from the Anunnaki, as they're called, and the establishment of the city of Sumeria. And one of the things that convinced me that there was truth in that, or some truth, was the Michael Tellinger book, where Michael went through his own research, traveling around South Africa, finding evidence of Anunnaki landing strips, etc. So could you tell us what percentage of Zacharias Sitchin's work is accurate? And we don't want to go too long. We only have a few minutes. We have to keep like the answer 3 or 4 minutes. But is there a serious amount of distortion in Zacharias Sitchin's story about the Anunnaki?
Thank you. The story itself has distortions. So when he was translating the tablets that he found, he was translating material that had distortions in them. So there's a question here. Are you speaking of distortions of Zacharias Sitchin's translations, or are you speaking of distortions that were entered by the material that was in the tablets that he was translating? And we do see there are many distortions in the materials that he was translating.
I would assume then the distortions came from the Anunnaki themselves.
That is correct.
Because they had an agenda to be worshipped as gods.
So all of their work is slanted.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still on the air?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. There I am. I said, was there any additional distortions? In other words, when Zacharias Sitchin was doing his translations, did he have to answer to anyone else's agenda in what he translated?
He did the best that he could. There were some distortions in his translation. However, the majority of the distortions were in by the material he was indeed translating.
Thank you. Let's see, 7:55. Let me ask one quick question. Somebody asked, let me see, where is her name here?
Let me ask the question. She asked, can you give us some suggestions on how to prepare for ascension? Now, I'm going to give a quick answer here. According to my sources, the manner in which ascension is described in many New Age people is distorted. That there was a possibility that it was going to happen that way, that people were going to translate their bodies and end up in other dimensions, on other realms. And that our material has said that the translation is going to happen after you die, that there'll be opportunities to move to much higher realms depending on how multidimensional you became while you're still in a body right now. But it wouldn't happen with your body. Or if it did, it would be very, very few cases, and it's not worth focusing on. You don't have to believe that, but that's been the gist of it. Our sources want to make any comment on that?
Thank you. We would remind you that the light body, that is your vehicle for transportation and getting around outside of your physical body, is much more versatile than your physical body. It can heal. It can get younger in age. It can serve you in a wider range. You can travel to the higher realms and to heaven in that vehicle. We see that physical bodies often wear out and different parts of them stop working in connection with the rest of them sometimes and create blockages and difficulties. So the transition is a wonderful way to renew and to ascend it.
Thank you very much. Okay, it's 7:58, and normally I'd stay on a little longer, but we have our whole Planet Healing call coming on. And if any of you that are with an Alfred's group would like to come to our whole Planet Healing session, I'll give you the phone number. Write it down, 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340, and the code is 250-513-pound. And we usually read an excerpt from one of our channelings, but who knows? We might, since we're live and Terry's in the mood, if she stays in the mood, maybe they'll give an introduction to Whole Planet Healing on the call. So on that note, we thank all the new people for being here and listening, and thank Alfred for opening up to our work and allowing us to have a bigger reach tonight on our call. We love you all, and we'll see you next time. We do this call every Wednesday. If we didn't get to your question today, you can answer it, ask it again. You can keep asking it unless I say it's inappropriate, and we'll get to it, okay? So on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
You can also go to wholeplanethealing.com.
Yeah, the phone numbers are on wholeplanethealing.com. And on that note,
next time.
Thank you, guys.
Every Wednesday.
We'll see you.
over on Whole Planet Healing.
Your conference recording has stopped.